What about adjuvant therapy? What are you hearing there?
I think we need to continue to move the bar. I think the standard right now is FOLFOX therapy. I think that's one of the first times ever we've got a global standard, quite honestly. I think you get almost anywhere in the world right now. For stage three patients, that'll be recommended. I think the incorporation of the biologics is certainly interesting. I still don't understand why irinotecan doesn't work in the adjuvant setting.
Are you convinced it doesn't?
No, but it's not something I readily put in play in an adjuvant setting. I'd need some extensive extenuating circumstances in order to do that. I do believe there are some subsets that will benefit from irinotecan. We just haven't figured out who they are. But nonetheless, I think the current trial that we're accruing to is the FOLFOX plus minus Erbitux clinical trial. And it's interesting how quickly the Avastin trial accrued and how relatively slower this one is accruing. And it comes right back to the point of rash. It's a side effect that patients really dodge. You can talk to them about heart attacks and strokes and bleeding and hypertension, but you talk to them about not life-threatening but disfiguring rash, and all of a sudden they're like, I don't know if I want to do that. And it's really an interesting phenomenon.
It is interesting because it's a little counterintuitive that they would say that before they got it. I could see once they got the rash that maybe it'd be worse than what they thought it would be. But you're saying right up front they have problems with it.
Well, we're describing it to them. I mean, we have to be fair. And they say, well, what's the risk of this new drug? And, you know, we have pictures of folks, and they're sitting in lobbies with people that have it.
Right.
If you think about my clinic on a Tuesday morning, there are 20 people out there because I'm always running behind. You know, 10 of them have rash, and so they know what we're talking about.
Interesting.